Blog Talk Radio.
Much for tuning in to our next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope everyone is doing okay tonight. I hear a little thundering in the background. I just hope it doesn't start lightning because I do not like being on the telephone or using any type of electronic devices. So I'm hoping that it will not get any worse. I want it to continue to rain because we needed it so much. So I thank God for that because my grass and my water definitely need some rain. Well, we've been away for a week. We just came back from our cruise, our 13th anniversary cruise, and we had a wonderful time. God certainly blessed us. He dispatched his angels and had them to go with us to Tampa, get on the ship, and coming back to Tampa and headed back to the ATL, and everything went in divine order because we had a wonderful time, and I thank him for his grace and mercy. And everyone else that was went on the trip, they said they had a good time too. I really had a good time. I was able to do a little bit of resting towards the end of the cruise. It was really wonderful, and we had a wonderful anniversary. We had the perfect spot. You know, God has a way of just showing up and showing out. He even gave us a spot on the ship, and it was a beautiful spot next to this white piano, and the atmosphere was just beautiful, and we even had some of the guests from the cruise to sit and enjoy the program, and it was wonderful. Everyone that participated on the program did a great job. We had a wonderful prayer by Frida Denise Brown, and she also gave us our scripture, which I mentioned just a few minutes ago, honor widows that are widows indeed. We had Reverend Willie Womack to lead us in a song, and it was a beautiful song, and he has such a strong bass voice, and it was just wonderful. It just radiated through that whole area, and people just, that was passing by, they stopped and listened and saw. And you know one thing, if you didn't have, normally there's no type of service on a ship, but let me tell you, if anyone passed by and they were a Christian, they stopped by and listened and enjoyed the moment. And also we had Miss Mandy Walker, who was our angel. She did a spiritual dance, and it was wonderful. She was dressed like an angel, and her spirit is always like an angel anyway. So she just did a wonderful job. And we had our speaker, Minister Jeanette Miles Kendall. She gave us a great message. It was wonderful for our purpose. And our theme was the love of God and His promises. And He certainly definitely showed up at this anniversary and promised that He will never leave us or forsake us, and He certainly didn't. And we had many gifts, giveaways from our travel agent, Pat Jones. Just a wonderful occasion. So God is good all the time. We are going to continue on with our message tonight, and it's one of my messages I have talked about before, several times before in the I think 3 years we've been on air now. It's amazing how time flies. But today at Bible study, it reminded me of this topic, and there was a question that was, I don't remember exactly what the question was, but it was our topic was hope. And there was a question that I answered, and pretty much I was saying that we need to sometime rewind the button. Hit the rewind button, because sometimes we forget what God has done for us, and we get so caught up into our daily situation, and we forget about what He has done for us before. So I wanted to go back to that and do it again, because it is something that we need to continue to focus on. Isn't it time for you to hit the rewind button? The scripture with that is 2 Timothy 1st chapter, the 6th verse. Wherever I put you in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on our hands. 2 Timothy 1:6. Have you ever experienced the delivering and the rescuing power of God? I know we all have. I am talking about these moments when your situation look completely hopeless, but suddenly God's amazing grace intervene and your situation miraculously change. Can you think of that moment in your past like this? I'm going to give you a second just to hit your rewind button and think about a situation or some situations with an F. Because I'm sure it's many. Just think about it. It's amazing that when we are confronted with new challenges, we often fail to remember God's faithfulness in the past. Our perspective gets blurry because of the problems we are currently facing. We forget that we've gone through similar our worst situation before. The looming mountains of problems before us look so big, and we fail to remember all the other mountains we have already faced and overcome with the help of God. God's faithfulness was a part of Timothy's family heritage. This is a story I'm going to tell you about. His grandmother trusted the Lord, and the Lord had never failed her at her when she was down. His mother trusted the Lord, and the Lord had never failed her and let her down at that time. Because Timothy was dealing with great stress and difficulties, Paul took the opportunity to rewind him that just as God had never failed his grandmother or mother, neither would he abandon Timothy in his difficult time, difficult hour. Well, there are memories we should never forget. For example, we should constantly hit the rewind button in our minds and replay the times that God has been faithful to us in the past, delivering us, healing us, and rescuing us time and time again. We should replay these scenes in our minds until we never forget his faithfulness to us. The scriptures I just read, they translated it to, I am putting you in memories of all these things, so that by your remembering them, you might stir up the gift of God that is in you. Paul reminds Timothy, and us, of course, to take our eyes off these time of trouble or the present crisis and to remember God delivering and rescuing power in the past. If you really look at our past, we would find that we have faced other moments more severe than the ones we are facing right now. And God never failed us or let us down. In fact, he delivered us and turned these situations around. Don't forget what God has already done for you, for those memories will stir up you and encourage you to face your present dilemma with faith. Just as God has always been faithful to you in the past, he will be faithful to you once again. We talked about in Bible study about hope. Yes, first we should have hope and belief, and it should lead to faith. Faith to persevere and move forward, knowing that God will be there for us one day at a time. Never forget how God has done several things. I'm going to list. God has healed you before. God has delivered you before. God has saved you before. God has guided you and directed you. Just like he guided us on this trip, he made sure that we were in the right presence of, we had the two best bus drivers going and coming. He prepared and directed and guided our way there to Tampa. God has brought you through difficult trials. Oh, yes, when I first came to Atlanta 30-plus years ago, I was going through a very emotional time in my life, and I thought I was going to lose my mind. I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown, and which I really was going there because when I went to the doctor, I was having problems with my stomach, a nervous stomach. So, but during that time, it was a dark time, but he got me through it. He was right there because he had an angel. And as of today, I cannot remember the lady that I'm talking about, this angel. The other day, I tried so hard to remember her name. And I can't remember her name, but I know what she did. I can't forget that. While I was going through that emotional time and I thought I was going to lose my mind, she came and helped me to inhale and in scriptures. Most of them were from a psalm. And I read them over and over and over again. And also she gave me a book. And one of the scriptures that was in the book was, be still and know that I am God. Those scriptures I just read over and over again, it gave me hope again, the belief, and then I began to have faith again. Faith in knowing that I was going to get through what I was going through. And that was one of the rewind buttons that I could go back and relate to, because I know it was such a dark place I didn't think I was going to get out of. But I got through it. And later I realized that he was building my faith up. It was something I needed to go through, because he was building me up for, I guess, a bigger fall. And that's what he does. Because when I lost my husband, that was a bigger fall. But I never fell completely down. He was always there. He picked me up and reminded me, I got you through the other thing, the other emotional problem that you went through, the dark place you were before. I carry you through that. I promise you I would never leave you or forsake you, and I wouldn't do it. I would always be there for you. So every now and then, when we go through things and we get into that dark place, hit the rewind button. God has brought you through difficult trials. God has provided you for you during hard financial times. God has protected you from the snares of the enemy. And let me tell you, the enemies are always putting his two cents in whenever he can. These kind of memories are powerful and will stir up your faith again and again. Think now on some of those things that he's gotten you through. He'll do it again. So the next time the devil tells you that there is no way that you will survive what you are facing, take the time to get alone with the Lord. And also pull out the book of, well, just pull your sword. The Bible is your sword. But I always refer back to those scriptures that my angel referred to me. Psalms 23, 27, 37, Psalms 91, and many, many more. The book of Psalms is such a comforting chapter in the Bible. And it gave me strength that I needed to get through that storm. So every now and then, hit the rewind button and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to regather and recollect all those past events when God came through for you. As you replay those memories over and over again in your mind, your faith will rise to a new level of confidence, that hope, that belief and faith that you need. You'll be able to look your problem right in the face and say, God, record with me has always been faithfulness, and I know that he'll be faithful to me now as well. Let me ask you a few questions. As you think about God's faithfulness in your life, how does it affect the way that you perceive the problems you might be facing or dealing with right now? What are some impossible situations you face in the past that God delivered you from? What steps can you take to trust God more fully to deliver you from the present situation as he has done for you in the past? These three questions, think about it this week. And just think on it and answer them. And I know your answer will be that God will never leave you or forsake you. But one thing I would like to leave with you tonight also whatever sword, scripture that is in the Bible for you, that's comforting to you, keep reading them over and over again, and Satan will flee. We must continue to pray and pray without ceasing. Keep reading his word. Get a prayer partner. If you don't have one, get one. Because sometimes you can't do it alone. You need someone to encourage you sometimes. I have several prayer partners, but one in specific, when I call her, I'll call her and tell her my situation, and I'll tell her to pray for that situation. And she gives me encouraging words. But there's many that I can refer to. But get yourself a prayer partner. Read those scriptures. And keep hitting the rewind button. Because he is a comforter. He is a provider. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He will help you through any type of situation, big or small. He will do it. So when you feel like you are lost or in that dark place, challenging situation, hit the rewind button. I can sit here and tell you many things that I can hit the rewind button. When I was in New York City, I lived there for 8 years. Some things that he delivered me, I was just went up there when I got out of high school from 18 to 8 years later. That was my youngest year to experience a lot of different things. But he kept me. He kept me away from a lot of situations because a lot of my classmates are deceased now. And many things that they got into, I could have gotten into myself. But he kept me. He kept me away from things that would hinder me for what he had for me to do later in life. He kept me away from things and people. And I can look back right now and see many things that he kept me away from and how he was preparing me. And the thing to it, he brought me here from New York to Atlanta. And this is where it all began. It's just amazing. I can give some good testimonies to you about the goodness of the Lord. But it's too much to tell, just knowing that. I know you have a story too. But when you get too down in the dumps, hit the rewind button. Be encouraged. And that is all I have for tonight, is telling you hit the rewind button. Don't care what it is. He'll be there for you. And it's so amazing. We had such a perfect trip this past week. I mean, he was there every step of the way, had his angels disperse. It was 48 of us. And he was there. He had his angels. I don't know if he had one for each one of us. I don't know how he does it. But I know he had some angels there. I don't know how many. But I thank him and I praise him for getting us there and having a great anniversary and enjoying ourselves and being around other people and just blessing us. So that is it, but I do have a few announcements, and I want to end with a prayer. We are having our next meeting, October. Let me look at the calendar. I don't have the calendar up here. Let me look. grab my phone real quick. It's the third Saturday in October, and really at the end of this week it's going to be October. That date is the 17th. We'll have a regular monthly meeting, and it's a very important meeting, so I hope that you'll be able to attend the one that's here in Atlanta, Georgia. That's the 17th from 9 to 10:30 p.m. I think it's going to probably go into 11 because we have a lot to talk about because our book is coming out in the month of October. I spoke to the editor on Sunday. There were a few things that she needed to go over with me, and we are finalizing it, and we should be getting it probably back the first or the second week in October. So there's some things that we need to do. I'll give you some more detail later as far as that meeting, but it is an important meeting, so put it on your calendar. October 17th from 9 to 11 a.m. at my home. I'll be providing a continental breakfast, and there's lots for us to talk about. Also, we're going to be doing some community service with the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. We normally do it's grief share, surviving the holiday through grief share program. We normally do it in December, but we're going to try to do it before Thanksgiving and also before Christmas to encourage you. Anyone is invited, not just the Greater Piney Grove members. Anyone that you know that are going through any type of loss, doesn't have to be a widow. It can be a son, daughter, mother, father. Anyone that is struggling with a loss can be a part, can come and enjoy this particular program that we will be putting on. I will continue to give you more, remind you of the date and everything. So it's for anyone. And what else? We'll talk more about the book as we go along and promoting it and letting you know when the book signing and location will be. And the time, the date and everything. So that will come also. I will have several guest speakers in the month of October. I don't know the date yet, but you just keep tuning in to our talk show, and I'll give that information to you. Give me a little bit of break sometime as well. So that is all the announcement I have. And I hope that you are all well and you've enjoyed the message, hitting the rewind button. And I would like to pray. Lord, you have always been faithful to us. When we even can't see our way through, we thank you, even in our present situation. I know that you are going to be faithful to us again, just like the rewind button. Please help us to recall all the times in the past when you delivered us and rescued us from all of those situations and challenges in our life when we thought that all hope was gone. Thank you for helping us keep those awesome experiences alive and fresh in our minds and our hearts. And also we thank you for dispatching your angels when needed, especially during our cruise. We just thank you, we just praise you, and we just ask you to just keep your angels around us and give us that hope and faith that we need to have. Sometimes we get a little bit weak in our journey, but it's human. We are human. But as long as you are there with us, we just ask you to be with us. We just thank you, praise your holy name. And we just thank you once again to be faithful, faithful to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. I hope that you've enjoyed the show. Tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Invite someone else to be a part of our show. And have a great week. And keep hitting that rewind button. And keep that hope alive. Good night. Trying to get some music to play.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can avoid it.
You can't get around it, but you can live through it.
So many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just left.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is better this way. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
You didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive.